All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline because it's that time on a Friday. When we wonder aloud, why comes up a lot? What are you thinking? When some seem to lose the basic premise that words can be heard, actions can be seen, words can be read. It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed. And in order to get started, we've got to welcome in the landlord to open things up.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, let's start with Warrior Super Duper star Kevin Durant. You know, one of my all-time favorite comic strips was Calvin and Hobbes. So they're playing a board game. Hobbes wins. Calvin loses it, kicks over the board, starts running in circles, accuses his stuffed tiger of cheating, and just screaming like a lunatic. Hobbes reminds him, it's just a game, and Calvin's response was, I know, you should see me when I lose in real life. That's Durant. Literally, the entire world has fallen at his feet since he arrived in Golden State. Championships, finals MVPs. People are talking about him as maybe the best player in the world. Money, fame. But because he insists on signing these one-year deals, not committing past right now, and getting asked about it, you'd think he'd been screwed over by the league, his teammates, the media, the fans, the government, his coaches. Everyone is against him.
Oh, a government conspiracy?
Yeah. Well, sorry, this dude is coming off as a petulant, spoiled crybaby. Next up, Southern Mississippi football coach Jay Hobson. Yeah, they're going to have to go back and remake that Seinfeld episode. The jerk store called. They are completely out of him.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
So he had the audacity to interview that a disgusting excuse for a man, Art Briles, for his vacant offensive coordinator position. And Dopey the dumbass actually thought it would slip under the radar. You know, I'm not sure if he's arrogant, heartless, or just your run-of-the-mill POS. And save the Paul Simon, call me Al, there were incidents and accidents and hints and allegations. No. The rapes and the sexual assaults happened at Baylor. It was on his watch. He knew, and they tried to cover it up. So Hobson getting angry when his boss, University President Rodney Bennett, announced the deal was dead in the water, it's crap. And his comment, Briles committed no crime, that still remains very much to be seen. And the moral crime should be enough to get him the death penalty as far as ever coaching young people again. And by the way, end of story. Finally, New England Patriot football fans. I've been waiting on this like a 2-2 curve. All you have to do is see the video of the parade celebrating a sixth Super Bowl championship. It happened on Tuesday, obviously in Boston, and to reveal what true idiots they are. If you Google Patriots Parade, you don't get speeches or Gronk losing his mind, but fight or brawl. And it was incredible. We had your token shirtless guy just looking to hit somebody. You had the knuckleheads in jerseys getting pulled over their heads like it was the Bruins. And the most 2019 thing ever, about 8 to 10 people involved in the fight, but at least that much look like more filming with their phones. So it's like, yeah, don't break it up or go for help or try to do anything that would bring an end to the madness. Save the video so you can joke about it on Instagram and make your friends laugh.
Yes, please. Thank you.
And let's not forget, like we're talking about with Durant, everything's going their way. This is their reaction after they won. What a bunch of bastard beauties. I got to go with Hobson. I mean, being a knucklehead's not a crime yet, but this guy, even interviewing or even reaching out to Art Briles, just shows, and he's still, by the way, going on about it until later in the week. So, knock on wood, Art Briles never works in college again. They tried to hire him at the CFL. There was too much of an outcry. He's toxic. He's poison. What he did is heinous. He's a disgusting excuse for a human being. And Jay Hobson is a disgrace. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Oh, yeah. Before we move along, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!